But you know, in life, we all have experienced good days. We've experienced bad days. We've experienced good news. We've experienced bad news. These are things that we have experienced. But God was God on the good days. God is God on the days when they're not so good. God is God when we get good news. God is God when we get bad news. God is God when we get a good doctor's report. God is God when we get a bad report. Because we know his word can turn those things around too. But his mercy will take us through. His mercy will carry us through. And God said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what we're going through, we got to know that his grace is carrying us. His grace is keeping us. And it kind of reminds me of like this, as we were raising our children and we would go somewhere and, you know, you have them by the hand for a while, then they'd get tired and say, "Daddy, carry me. Daddy, carry me." So then Daddy would pick them up and he would carry them around Carowinds or at the beach or wherever we were. That's how God's grace is. It will carry us. It will carry us. And I can truly say his grace has carried us this week. His grace has carried us. I experienced that that grace carrying us on Sunday. You all know some things that's been going on. But his grace carries us. And he said he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And, you know, that's if, you know, we are in him. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Father. So he wants what's best for us. Because God loves his children. And we got to remember how much he loves us. And he wants the best for us. I want us to turn to 2 Corinthians. Remember, his grace will carry you. His grace will carry you. 2 Corinthians, New Living Translation, chapter 12. And let me see where I want to start here. Let's just start at verse 8. 2 Corinthians, 12th chapter, verse 8. And this is Paul. Paul had some things going on in his life. And he says, "Three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, 'My gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness.' So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me." But I want you to look at the last sentence in verse 10, and it says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Not within myself, but who? Through Jesus Christ. The power of Christ works in us and through us. And it's his power that keeps us strong. So when we try and lean on ourselves, sometimes we'll miss it or might kind of get off focus. But when we lean on God and trust him and rely in his power, it will work through us. How many of you have experienced the power of God working through you when you're going through some of your toughest times? That's when you lean on what you know. And that's the importance of making deposits of the word of God on the inside of us. Make those deposits when the sun is shining. Because when it starts raining, you can withdraw from what you already know. You can withdraw with what's already on the inside of you. Because you've made some deposits. His grace will carry us through. And you know, he loves us so much. let's just love him back. Let's rejoice in him, giving him praise, just praising him. And it says we are happy. We're supposed to be happy to rejoice in the Lord. We are supposed to be happy, rejoicing in the Lord. And it says to rejoice. And we need to use every fiber of our being rejoicing in the Lord. Because your mind can come against you, have you thinking thoughts and all kinds of imaginations, and everything can kind of get you off focus. But when we start rejoicing in the Lord, Lord, I just rejoice in you no matter what it looks like. I rejoice in you no matter what it feels like. I rejoice in you. We have to make ourselves rejoice sometimes, don't we? We don't always want to get up every day and go to work. But you know what? We make ourselves get out of bed, get dressed, and go to work, don't we? So we need to use every fiber of our being rejoicing in the Lord. Because God has us. His grace will carry you through. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. God's word is so good. I'm so thankful that we got the word of God. Oh, I'm so thankful we got his word. So thankful. Let's see here. I want to start at verse 4. Philippians 4, verse 4. And it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again. This is what the word of God is saying. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Because when we're in ourselves, sometimes we don't have much joy, do we? We say, love the Lord, but sometimes I'm telling you the truth, the joy is just not there. But in the Lord, it says, I say again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Look at verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And it says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. So we need to go to him, let him know in every circumstance, rejoice, not for what's happening, but we're rejoicing in God because he is keeping us and he's carrying us through. But it also says, make a definite request. Let your request be made known to God. So we can just let God know what we need. And so just say it. Sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves. God, I need your strength. I need your peace. I need your strength today like I've never needed before. I need your peace today like I've never needed before. And just tell God what we need. Just breaking it down and tell him what we need. I need you to carry me through, Lord. I need you to carry my church family through. I need you to strengthen my church family. I need you to strengthen my family. I need you to do these things, God. And he says that he'll take care of them for us. And then we can say, Lord, I thank you for keeping your word to me. How many times has God kept his word to you? Over and over and over again, he has kept his word to us. He's kept his word to our families. He's kept his word to our friends. He has kept his word. And we can say, I rejoice knowing that God got me. And sometimes we have to remind the devil, we have to remind ourselves, and we remind God, God, you got me. You got me in this storm. You got me on the mountaintop. You got me on the valley. You got me. We have to remind ourselves that he has us. And just let him know, God, you're carrying me. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be able to make it through this. God, I thank you for carrying me. I thank you for holding me. I thank you for strengthening me for the journey. I thank you for strengthening me to get through this day. I thank you for helping me. And sometimes when we were out in Oklahoma and we were all on the elevator and we were at the cancer treatment center, and this couple was on there, and someone was saying, just one day at a time, one day at a time. That husband said for his wife, sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. Sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. He couldn't see a day, but he could see a minute. So we just have to know that God is taking us through day by day, minute by minute. Whatever we need, he's taking us through. And we thank God to let him know, God, you got me. You got me. We thank you, God. You got me. And we have to remember that the Bible is a love story written to us to keep us on track. Because sometimes we get off track. But this Bible is a love story written to us, the Word of God. And let's see what else I have here. We need to just let God know, I will trust you. Help me not to be anxious. I think the word says, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything pray. We read that. Sometimes we can get anxious. We can get anxious. Lord, help me not to be anxious. Lord, help me not to lose hope. Sometimes it's just the little things that we can miss. Lord, help me not to lose hope. And help me not to be defeated. Thank you for carrying me, like I said, on the good days and taking care of me on the bad days. And God's word says, let's look at verse 7, Philippians 4, 7. God's word says, if we do this, we will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can even understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. So we have to stay within Jesus so that he will guard our hearts and our minds. So whatever comes our way, we rest in God's peace. We rest in his word. We rest in his mercy and his grace. We don't understand it all. We don't understand why some things have happened. But we know one thing, that God is still God and God is still taking care of us. And his word says that he will set guard over our heart and over our mind. And that means that God's peace shall be ours. If he said it, it will be. It shall be. That means it shall be. I shall have peace. I will have peace. Because the word of God says so. His word says so. And you know, sometimes things just happen. Again, we don't know why, but things do happen. Sometimes we can feel like our heart is broken into 1,000 pieces. Our mind, we can be thinking of 1,000,000 thoughts, but know this, God got us. Through Jesus Christ. Through him, it's all through him. His word says that he will heal the brokenhearted and bring peace to our minds. So that lets me know, whatever I'm going through, whatever I have gone through, or whatever I may go through, he is bringing peace. He has given me peace. He is giving me peace, and he will continue to give me peace. And he heals a broken heart. When we lost our parents, I was sad. I miss my mom, my dad, my sister. I mean, I was really sad. There was times it would just come in like waves. I'm laughing, everything's fine. Next thing you know, I want to cheer up and start crying. And then that's when I would say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he just gives us such peace and calms us right down. So we need to thank Jesus for putting all the pieces back together. He can bring everything back together. He can bring peace to us. Peace to our families, peace to our friends. And Psalm 147, 3 and 4 says, he heals the brokenhearted. And also in Psalms 147, let's go to Psalm 147. I want you to see this. Psalm 147. Psalms 147, verse 3 and 4. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. Oh boy, look at verse 4. He counts the stars, calls them all by name. How great, verse 5, how great is our Lord. His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. What a mighty God we serve. I want to look at that in the Amplified Bible, please. Psalm 147, verse 3. 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. What a mighty God we serve. Let's look at verse 4. He determines and counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Now, if he knows the names of the stars, hey, don't he know yours? He knows your name. He knows where you hurt. He knows what you need. So when you look up at the stars again, always remember, God knows the name of the stars. Ooh, how much more? He knows my name too. Amen. He knows your name. He knows your name. So we want to thank God for his grace and his mercy, for carrying us through each day. And there's the three things I want you to remember. Very simple. Thank you, God, for your peace that passes all understanding. That's real simple. We can think of it. We've said it. We've quoted it. We've known it. And we still know it. Thank you, God, for your peace that passes all understanding. And number two, thank you for keeping my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for keeping my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. And number three, thank God. I thank you, God, for never leaving me. And we can always call on you, Jesus, no matter what we are going through. We can always call on him. And we can know that his grace is sufficient to carry us through whatever we are going through. His grace is sufficient. And I want you to say that tonight. I want you to say, I am strong. We are strong. I am strong. We are strong. God is taking care of me, and his grace is carrying us through. Y'all receive that tonight. You believe it? Hallelujah. We thank God for his grace carrying us through. He keeps us. He will never leave us. And he will never forsake us. So, to our viewing audience, that's for you too. God's grace will carry you through. And if we have someone that does not know Jesus, you have not asked him into your heart tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this, this is your time. So let us pray. Just repeat after me. Father God, I am sorry that I've missed it. I ask you to forgive me of any sin that is in my life. And I ask you to come into my heart and live within me. And I want to make you Lord so that I can experience this peace that's being taught. so that I can experience this grace that I'm hearing about. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, and I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. And if we have someone that have walked away from God and you want to come back home, today is your time to come back home. Just say, God, I'm coming back to you. Clean me up and make me whole and help me to walk the way you want me to walk and walk pleasing to you. Thank you, Jesus. I make you my Lord. And if we have someone that is sick in their body that needs healing, Father, I ask you just to touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet and all in between. You know everything that they need, because that same grace and the mercy that we've talked about tonight works for them too. So thank you, Lord, for healing their bodies in Jesus' name. So be blessed, stand on that word, and don't forget, God will carry you through.